I know it's here somewhere.
Finally.
Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Ladies and gentlemen, please take your seats. The show is about to begin.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in.
The show.
Yes, indeed. Of course, we hope you'll enjoy the show, as we always do right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. If you haven't gone by the website, of course, being drbill.cc for computer curmudgeon, you need to check it out. Been doing a lot of blogging this week. Lots and lots of stuff caught my eye. And, of course, if it catches my eye, I must blog about it. That's the thing about blogging. It's just kind of like an obsession. You have to do it. You sit there and you go, I must share this with the entire universe. You know how it is. Then again, maybe you don't. Maybe it's just me. No, but anyway, lots of bloggers out there, and they all feel like I do, you know what I mean? Anyway, we got stuff this week. We got so much weird stuff. You know, there are strange things happening out on the internet. Yes, I'm here to tell you that there's much weirdness out there. And of course, we love it. Because the more strange and weird and random it is, the more we like it. We eat that stuff up. We of the internet generation. Actually, I'm not of the internet generation. I'm a computer curmudgeon. But I like to get in on the slide there, you know how it is? There's no saying you kind of hang around a muddy creek bank, you're going to slide in. Well, even those of my generation kind of slide into the internet craziness. Besides, I'm a super tech head. I must do techie things, and we had lots of techiness this week. Oh, got things to tell you along that line. We basically had, early in the week, me and the Game Master were sitting around kind of talking about different things, and we both said, dude, it's about time we went to Linux on our laptops. And so we did. We backed up everything, which is always a good thing. Always back up. And then we made the leap. Spring! Into Linux. Now, as you know, I've been using Linux for many, 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 many years, but I've mostly been using it on my servers, and I love Linux on my servers. It hums along happily and rarely crashes. As a matter of fact, the only time I've ever had a crash on Linux is due to hardware, not the software. Now, you see, it seems interesting to me that you have a group of people throughout the interwebs across the planet that are developing open source software for free, and they do a better job than Microsoft with its 20,000 highly paid programmers. Just an amazing thing, because here's Microsoft getting paid all this money, you know, just taking all the money out of the economy. I mean, Bill Gates is worth billions of dollars, and yet with all that money and all that power and all that market share, they just can't get a stupid operating system right. You know what I mean? Anyway, crashes, blue screens, does terrible things. And I'm talking about any version of Windows, not just the current ones. Anyway, bottom line is, me and the Game Master, we're sitting there and we're going like, you know, dude, I think it's time to go to Linux. And so, we formatted the hard drive. We installed, in Ben's case, FreeSpire Linux. It's free. We like free. Free is good. And he's been happily using it the rest of this week. Now, here's the problem with me going, you see. I've still got to do the podcast. The podcast runs on PodProducer. PodProducer is a Windows-based program. So I still have to have Windows, unfortunately. Otherwise, all you'll hear on Dr. Bill the Computer Convention is... yes, you got it. Silence. And I don't think you'd tune in for 30 minutes of silence. Just me, you know what I mean? Anyway, so I had to be able to do the podcast. So I worked all week long very hard to do this. I took the image of my laptop that had all of my audio goodies to do the podcast. I backed it up using Acronis. Acronis is my imaging software of choice. I put that aside as an image. I then went and installed... let's see. What did I install first? First thing I installed was Linspire. Thinking to myself, I said, Linspire is the paid version of FreeSpire. It's bound to be much better than FreeSpire. So I installed it. Guess what? It wasn't. So I said, okay, that didn't work out. The new version of Linspire. And let's just say between you and me, I wasn't impressed, okay? Anyway, so I uninstalled, basically, by formatting the hard drive again. And this time I put on GOS. Now, I'll tell you right up front, I like GOS. I really do. And I actually had a few moments of, aha, that's the way they should do it, using GOS. For instance, one of the applications you can choose is a little console prompt kind of thing, basically giving you command prompt access, which as a Linux geek you pretty much gotta have. But here's what they did. When they put that in there, they said the command prompt as root, so that when you go into the command prompt, you don't have to do these silly sudos. No, you can simply run programs and commands the way that it was meant to be run, which is as root. So, I like that. And when I saw that, I went, this is great! So I had a lot of those kind of moments, and that was a lot of fun. However, you knew there was a however coming. However, here's what happened. I installed VMware Workstation, which I got a free copy of, you see, when I got my VCP. VCP is VMware Certified Professional. So I took the class, I took the test, I got certified, stamp. And then they sent me this thing that said, you now have a free VMware Workstation version 6 license. I was like, dude, because that's a $189 product. So I was like, I like this, this is cool. So I installed, you can choose to get either the Windows version or the Linux version. I got the Linux version, I downloaded it, I installed it on my GOS system, which is basically between you and me. Come here, listen. It's actually Ubuntu. And it's the Ubuntu Gutsy Gibbon, which is the 7.10 version. And so I installed it, which actually took a little geekiness. That's not a quick, easy install, because there's lots of stuff you have to install to get it to work. But I did. I got it all working. And then I said, now it is time. This is getting to be a much longer segment than I intended to be, but it's just, I'm venting here. I'm telling you what's going on here. So, just hang in there. So, I then took the image of my laptop, as it was under Windows XP, and I pulled that image over under GOS, under VMware Workstation, to run. And it did! And I was so excited! Until a little box came up and said, your hardware has changed substantially. Well, yeah, duh. Like, all my hardware had changed substantially. I was running in a VM. Duh! It wasn't even on the same hardware. It was running virtually. So, it comes up. It says, now you have to reactivate Windows. And I'm like, this is a legal copy of Windows, dude. But I said, okay. I'm down with this. I'm going to sit here and type in the 8... separate sections of numbers, actually not type them, but speak them, it's even worse, into a phone. So I call up this number, and I have this happy-sounding Microsofty computer voice going, are you ready to enter the numbers? Speak them clearly. And I'm like, yeah. So I start giving the numbers. And it goes, thank you, at the end of every little segment. Thank you. So then I finish all of that. With my eye kind of twitching after doing all of that. And then it says, please wait a moment as we crunch the numbers. And then he comes back and says, I'm sorry, but that number does not qualify. I'm like, what? What do you mean it doesn't qualify? What do you mean? What's going on? And of course, they said, please hold while we put you in touch with a human. I said, okay. So I hang on the phone line. And I wait. And I listen to the stupid music that drives you crazy, that sounds like an elevator has gotten out of control and is playing the music over and over. And finally, this obviously person of foreign descent comes on and says, what is your numbers? And I go, okay. So I give them the same numbers over again. Same things I just gave them before. And you know what they told me? They said, that number doesn't qualify. I'm thinking, dude, your computer person told me that. Your automated voice from the ether told me that. So they said, I'm sorry, we'll put you in touch with someone else. And I'm like, okay, I'm on my third level of someone else's. At this point, I'm beginning to kind of freak out a little, you know? So, I hang on. And then this recording comes on that says, hi there, you have reached Microsoft's paid support line. We're going to charge you $11 billion. Please give you your credit card so that we may charge you $11 billion per second so that we can talk to you and tell you that your number doesn't qualify. And I said, you guys think I was born yesterday, don't you? Ha, ha, ha. So I hung up. Now, you might say to yourself, well, Dr. Bill, that was a rough experience. Oh, it gets better. I thought to myself, well, perhaps I need to try it again. So I did. Not once, not twice, but three more times. The exact same experience. Then it came to me. Ping! You know what you need to do, Doc? You need to go online and see if other people have had this experience. Yeah, I know. I should have done that earlier. Okay? I know that. But I went online and I typed in VMware Windows Activation. And I found that, guess what? Microsoft thinks that if you turn your Windows machine into a VM, you should really have to pay for it twice. Because, they reasoned, you used it once on one machine, now you're putting it on a totally separate machine because it's virtual. So now you need to pay them $300 more. So I said, I won't tell you what I said. No, it wasn't anything, you know, like a cursing kind of thing. That's not the Dr. Bill way. But it was much kind of noises. So, basically, I said to myself, self, I said, you know what you need to do? You need to take the image you have stored out there on the old device and bring it back over onto your laptop and call it a day. You know, because that was like last night and I knew I had to do the podcast today. And so, basically, I'm back to Windows XP on my laptop. I am not a happy man, no. Meanwhile, the Game Master is over here on the couch, playing Frozen Bubble on his Linux PC and gloating. He's gloating because he beat his dad to Linux by that much. Actually, I went just slightly ahead of him, so I could say I went before he did. But I had all these terrible problems because I have to do the podcast and have to have Pod Producer. So I sent Alfredo Romo, the author of Pod Producer, sorry, I had to clear the throat there. Anyway, I sent Alfredo an email, and I said, Alfredo, dude, please write a Linux version. Oh, did I mention I also tried to run Pod Producer under Wine? Didn't work. Kind of figured it wouldn't, because it kind of reaches into the depths of the hardware to do audio-type things, you know what I mean? So, kind of figured it wouldn't work, but I thought, you know, hey, it's worth a shot. And while I'm at it, let me mention that GOS has an awesome way to do Wine. It has like a little Wine control thing that allows you to do it very easily. And dude, it's just so cool. I like GOS. I really do. Anyway, there you go. And of course, GOS, like I say, is an extension of Ubuntu, so basically I like Ubuntu, so there you go. Okay, enough of that. Boy, I ranted for 15 minutes. 15 minutes of a 30-minute program just out of a rant. But you know how it is. Let's go to our geek culture, shall we? The geek culture this week is timely because we're in the midst of the political season and people are running for president. All these very strange people are running for president. And you know why they're running for president? Because they're mad with power. Well, yeah, that's why anybody runs for president. But one of the people running for president, that's actually not running, it's really just kind of a joke, but hey, is MC Eric B. Now, MC Eric B. is this dude on the internet that writes geeky rap-type things and posts it out on the internet and has world tours. Yeah, right. Anyway, MC Eric B. decides he's going to run for president, so he wrote himself a little rap about that. And let me say that I do not endorse MC Eric B. for president. I don't endorse anyone for president. Matter of fact, most of the people running for president right now, yeah, we just don't have any very many good choices this year, you know what I mean? So I thought it'd be appropriate to play good old MC Eric B.'s rap and rhyme about running for the presidency.
President, there's a rising new star. Some know him from his songs, full of lyrics funny and bizarre. With an online campaign that is totally grassroots, and an office inside a data center where all the computers compute. He zaps out his message in his daily emails. You can even check his blog to get all the details. Ronald Reagan was an actor and George W. was a drunk, so why not have a candidate that can bring in the funk? He may be a little geeky, but at least he's really smart. But wire up the West Wing, making it state of the art. He's gonna rock the White House like a drum corps rhythm section, so support MC Eric B. in the 2008 election. Vote for MC Eric B., make him your nominee. He'll come off his world tour and move right into D.C. No more boring speeches, just raps like MTV. Watch him finally bring an end to the hypocrisy. MC Eric will turn the Oval Office into a smoking hot location, a relaxing kind of hangout where he can properly run this nation. He'll lower taxes, help feed the poor, put a stop to global warming and end the Middle East war. You'll see him cruise the streets in a pimped out limo Hummer with hot babes in a jacuzzi. He'll be one cool political newcomer. Snoop Dogg will be the VP, M&M chief of staff, with Robin Williams as press secretary to make the people laugh. Rolling over in their graves will be Washington, Adams, and Lincoln. Together they would all exclaim, what is this guy thinking? But America needs some new blood, a patriotic hip-hop injection, so show some love for Eric B. in the 2008 election. Vote for MC Eric B., make him your nominee. He'll come off his world tour and move right into D.C. No more boring speeches, just raps like MTV. Watch him finally bring an end to the hypocrisy.
Yeah. That would be scary, don't you think? Robin Williams is, you know, in the government. Snoop Dogg, I mean, but anyway, so whoever wins the election coming up in November, just think to yourself, it could be worse. Yeah. Anyway, there you go. Geek culture this week from MC Eric B. Now let's have our official shameless commercial timeout, shall we? Basically, what I want you to do is I want you to go to drbill.cc. That's the blog upon which the podcast gets its stuff, and go over and look on the right-hand side in the sidebar for the little logo there for Go to My PC. Citrix Systems Go to My PC is the software you need if you need to go to, as the name implies, your PC from elsewhere, wherever the elsewhere is, so that you can be sitting on the internet somewhere, and let's say in Cucamonga. You know how you might go to Cucamonga and sit in an internet cafe and think to yourself, oh no, I've got to have that spreadsheet. And so you go across the interwebs using Go to My PC, and you're able to get right into your PC and pull up that spreadsheet, and life is good. I don't know why you're in Cucamonga, but now you have your spreadsheet information even in Cucamonga. There you go. So Go to My PC, check it out. You can get a 30-day free trial
of that service by simply clicking on the logo on the website and going there, and then you get the free trial. 30 days. Dude, that's a long time to be able to use GoToMyPC for free. So check it out. Then also you'll notice right under that ad is a little red line of text that says Shameless Commerce Center. If you click there, it will take you to the bottom of the page of any blog web page that is on drbill.cc, and you can click on the GoDaddy ad, you can click on the buy.com ad, the Apple Store ad, the Skype ad, the Wall Street Journal ad. You can even click on a Dr. Bill ad, but it won't do very much because that's kind of my company, so it's not like I'm going to pay myself, you know what I mean? So, anyway, check out all of those opportunities. You'll be glad you did. Now, let me say that I am, of course, as always, a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network.
This podcast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network.
TechPodcasts.com.
If it's tech, it's here.
Blueberry.
This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No E's. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY.com. Blueberry.com.
Yes, Tech Podcast and Blueberry. We're members of both tech networks, both geeky networks run by Raw Voice Media. Todd Cochran and the gang there, Angelo, all those guys, boy, they're geeky people, and we like being part of that network group. Anyway, we also have a promo for another podcast that's a member of the Tech Podcast Network, and it's very apropos because in regard of the experiences I had leaving Windows this week, I think it's time to promote the Mac.
The Mac Review Cast with Tim Verporten is the podcast for new and experienced Mac users to find great software, hardware, and websites that will make using your Mac special. Tim looks at the best Mac freeware of the week and then talks to guests from around the Mac community with their reviews. You can find everything you need at the website at www.macreviewcast.com. And Tim loves to read your reviews and recommendations, so email him at surfbits@gmail.com. You'll always walk away with something new from the podcast. Give it a listen today. The Mac Review Cast at macreviewcast.com. Or check us out on iTunes. The Mac Review Cast.
TheMacReviewCast.com. Couldn't resist throwing in a promo for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Of course, that is the long version of the URL. The very, very long version, thecomputercurmudgeon.com. You can get there that way. You can also get there by just typing in drbill.cc, and you're there. Wow! It's time for the Geek Software of the Week, and we're jumping right into that since that's the very first entry after the last entry of the podcast. And since I have ranted for so long about my Linux experience earlier in the week, we don't have a whole lot of time, so I'm going to have to go very fast. Okay, here's the thing. Geek Software of the Week this week is GOM Player, G-O-M, GOM Player. The GOM Player is an alternative to most of your other media players that you have on Windows. Now, let me say right up front, right from the get-go, I am a big fan of VLC Player. I use VLC Player for everything. Why do I use VLC Player for everything? Because you can use it for everything. Okay? It has all the codecs built in. You can play DVDs. You can play Windows Media Files. You can play MOV QuickTime files. You can play MP4 files. You can play MP3 files. You can play anything on VLC Player. And I like that in a player because I don't have to think about it. I don't have to sit there and go, oh, let's see now, which one do I need to use for this one? I can just use VLC Player and it always plays everything. I like that. Okay. That said, GOM Player is the Geek Software of the Week because it's, what can I say, it's the Geek Software of the Week. It's, I went out and I found it. So, GOM Player has a few cute little extra features. I still personally like VLC Player and I still use it, but it is a little bit geekier than the GOM Player. The GOM Player is simpler, easier in a couple of ways, and it does some things that the other one won't, which is it will play broken AVI files. So if you have an AVI file that is not fully downloaded, it's incomplete, most players will look at that and go, and they won't play it. But GOM Player will. It'll play it up to the point that it broke. and then it'll stop. So, if you want that in a player, okay, it will be there for you in the GOM player. The other thing is, GOM player will play FLVs. Yes. So, if you go to YouTube and you see something you really, really like, and you use Download Helper, which is a plugin in Firefox, I don't know why that suddenly stuck in my tongue. Nah, nah, nah. Let's move that tongue around a little bit and get it some exercise. Anyway, Firefox plugin called Download Helper allows you to download the files that you find on YouTube. And then you go, dude, I've got an FLV file. What'll play FLV files? Well, between you and me, your web browser will play them, but it's okay. Anyway, the other thing is you can use the GOM player to play FLV files, which is pretty cool. So there you go, the Geek Software of the Week, GOM player. I don't know why they call it G-O-M, GOM player, but maybe the guy's name that wrote it is G-O-M. Maybe that's his initials. You just don't know these things. I'm sure somebody will send me an email and go, Dr. Bill, it's because of this. Yeah, everybody's got to have a hobby. Anyway, next item. With the writer's strike dragging on, are people switching to the web? Well, yeah, there's lots of content out on the web. As a matter of fact, the Game Master himself, which, by the way, you need to listen to the Game Master's Bin Spin podcast if you're into gaming at all, because it has much game content and many other strange and furry things are in that podcast. So go listen to the Game Master's Bin Spin, which is at binspin.com, and get the spin on all the things that are in Ben's brain. Yes. Anyway, point being, I was talking about the Game Master. The Game Master sits for hours at a time staring at a tiny little screen on his laptop, absorbing the web. He's becoming a zombie to the web and walks around with his hands in front of him going, must get to laptop. Anyway, it's weird, but he likes it, so what are you going to do? Anyway, the point is, many of us are turning to the web because TV has gotten lame. It's getting lamer all the time. It was getting lame before the writer's strike. But now that there's nobody writing anything, it's really getting lame. I mean, how many episodes of The Apprentice do we really want to see? Know what I mean? Okay. Next item. A free tool that strips Windows Vista down to size. Gotta love this. Windows Vista stinks. It is putrid. It is ugly, and its mother dresses it funny. Here's the thing about Vista. I don't like it. Can you tell? Anyway, the bottom line is it's bloated. Like most Microsoft products, it's full of bloat. It's ugly, and it's squishy, and it just goops all out over everything. It's just... Anyway, so, this guy wrote a software tool that strips away all the evil and leaves only the operating system. Now, here's my issue with that. Once you strip away everything from Vista, you still got Vista. Just a smaller version. So, it's only as good as what you might think it would be. Yeah, I like that makes sense. Okay, next item. Google honors 50 years of Legos. On the day of the 50th anniversary of Lego, Google changed its logo to Legos, and it looked very cool. Now, it was only for that one day, so I captured it for posterity and put it in the blog entry. So check it out. It's very cool looking. I like it. I thought it was so awesome that day when I was out there Googling, and I'm Googling every day. It's just what I do, you know what I mean? So there it was, and I felt cool, so I put it in my blog. Next item! We're running out of time. We're so running out of time. What time is it? Oh my goodness, we only have 2 minutes left. Anyway, if the Miss... Let's kind of go back and try that again, shall we? If the Mythbusters recommend Ubuntu over Vista, who am I to argue? Yes, I wrote this article because Jamie, I'm really having problems with my tongue today. I think I need to have it do sit-ups because it's just not with me today. Okay, Jamie Heineman, yes, of the Mythbusters wrote, the Game Master is sitting here laughing because I said Mythbusters, anyway, kind of sounds like a little dog, Myth, anyway. Mythbusters recommends Ubuntu Linux over Vista. I knew I liked Jamie. I really did. He's the very strange with the walrus mustache thingy. Anyway, the thing is that he writes many good things about why you should go to Ubuntu. Boy, I'm having a hard time. Anyway, next item. Geek Project. We've got a Geek Project this week. We just got this, just too much content. I've run over time. I'm going to have to extend the podcast for a few minutes. Bear with me. Okay, Geek Project. Getting WPA to work on Ubuntu. See, when I went to Ubuntu, which, as I said, GOS is really Ubuntu with a pretty green screen on it, the brown screen of Ubuntu just didn't do it for me, so I went with GOS. Anyway, still, it is the Gutsy Gibbon version, and there I was trying to get my WPA wireless security to work with Ubuntu, and out of the box it didn't. So I found basically a little tutorial that this dude wrote on UbuntuGeek.com on how to enable WPA wireless access in Ubuntu. So go check that out and do your geek project. You will be better for it. All right, last item. And while we're at it, how about playing DVDs on Ubuntu? This is an article by my good buddy Dark Moon over at Lux at Umbra, which is Light and Shadow. It's a very deep and complex name for a blog. At any rate, Dark Moon had a little link to an article on enabling DVD playback on Ubuntu. Now, of course, you can also download the VLC player, and the VLC will play DVDs. Did I mention the VLC will play anything? Anything at all. But he tells you how to do it without using the VLC player natively, shall we say, in Ubuntu. So there you go. Lots of good stuff that was available and is available through Dark Moon's Lux at Umbra blog. And he gave me some love there when he sent me a comment that said he was checking out his RSS feeds that morning, and there he saw his own name. So he said, "Dude, Dr. Bill wrote about me." So I sent him back and said, "No problem, got to keep the love flowing in the Unix community, man." Yes, I know. It's kind of weird, isn't it? Anyway, so we're officially over time by 2 minutes and 11, 12, 13 seconds. So I think it must be time to head out of here. But you know, until I hear the music, I can't leave, so I have to wait on that. So let's just sit here and count our change for a moment. Till the music starts playing. You know, I'm kind of a slave to that music. I have... Oh, there it is! Ha-ha! That means that the doctor is out of here!